USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr will hold a 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time press conference on Thursday to discuss the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. Denver FBI and local law enforcement are saying parents and students in the Denver school area can breathe a sigh of relief after an 18-year-old woman allegedly obsessed with the Columbine school shooting was found dead after an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. FBI agent in charge Dean Phillips says the suspect's odd actions put her on their radar screen.
Miss Sol Pais traveled from Miami to Denver and soon after procured a weapon. We had heard from Miami potentially threat information, based upon her actions and comments that she had made to others. We took it as a credible threat to the community and potentially a threat to schools in the area.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Julie Lafrady, she's joining us with some of her favorites. Welcome, Julie. Now, we all know April normally is kind of rainy in most of the country. What are your best suggestions for those rainy afternoons to keep the entire family entertained?
Yeah, well, I'm always ready for an adventure, rain or shine. And, you know, plenty of families will be hitting the road or planning their spring break getaway. And according to Booking.com, some budget-friendly destinations to consider: Boston, Phoenix, and Biloxi, considered great for families and easy on the wallet. And this spring, the site is also offering some of those popular Easter deals, at least 20% off stays worldwide until May 6th. And no matter where you decide to go, their 24/7 customer service does make it really easy. Fewer headaches is always certainly a good thing. Well, we've got some great tips on our site, betterstuffforlife.com, and there's still plenty of time to book that next vacation.
With Congress on recess, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is over in Europe. She spoke today in Ireland, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is leading a congressional delegation to Europe as Congress is on a vacation. She spoke today before the Parliament of Ireland and discussed the tragedy.
With the tragic fire in one of the greatest jewels of faith, history, and civilization, Notre Dame de Paris, we pray and extend our gratitude to the brave firefighters who controlled the damage as much as it was and were able to save lives in many of the wonders of that cathedral.
Pelosi, who is Roman Catholic, says this is sort of a central place of faith. President Trump is predicting that Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Vice President Joe Biden will be the finalists among Democrats in the 2020 presidential race. In a tweet earlier on Wednesday, President Trump referred to Sanders as crazy and Biden as sleepy. Biden has not announced he's running for president. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
U.S. attorneys are announcing the biggest prescription law enforcement bust ever in the opioids crisis. Speaking today in Cincinnati, Assistant Attorney General for Ohio, Brian Benchowski, announces the charges against 60 defendants in multiple states.
Today's takedown represents the single largest prescription opioid law enforcement operation in history, with the highest number of medical professionals ever charged by the department for prescription opioid-related crimes.
Some students and alumni of a small evangelical Christian school in Indiana are urging the administration to disinvite Vice President Mike Pence from delivering the commencement address. So far, the school has not rescinded their invitation, to which Peter Worcester, who's a student at Taylor, says, bravo to the school.
I'm really happy. I think this is an opportunity for Taylor University to confront some big issues that are facing our nation right now. We are just so divided as a country, and I really think that this is an opportunity for us to come together, for us to heal and unify. That, you know, it's an honor to see Vice President Pence look at our university in such a great light, and I really hope that we can come together and honor this country and honor the class of 2019.
Worcester was speaking there on Fox News. Now, it is worth noting there are only 3,000 students that are enrolled in the small Christian school, which is located just outside of Indianapolis. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.